the Historical Society just received a $100,000 grant from the Goppert Foundation. Wow, right?
Yes.
What's that going towards?
In early 2016, the museum initiated a campaign to raise funds to totally renovate the museum. We needed climate control for environmental purposes, and we need handicapped accessibilities. So I applied for a grant from the Goppert Foundation, and we were so fortunate to be awarded $100,000, and this will be used to provide handicapped accessibility and climate control to preserve these wonderful artifacts of Carroll County, mostly rural Carroll County, from the turn of the century, even before. And there's many, many things to see. We did really invite the community to come out and look.
Absolutely. We were just walking through the museum, taking a look at some of the exhibits, and they're just so, they kind of take you back, you know? It's like you're looking into the homes or the town back then. Do you want to talk about maybe the hours?
Yes. Currently, the museum is open from 1 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. But, of course, we're always open for private tours, or if anybody really would like to visit, get a hold of Dick Woodward or Peggy Miller, who are local residents. Peggy Miller or Dick Woodward would be happy to open the museum. We are open for private tours, and even organizations can meet here because we have room for meetings.
Do you have any type of timeline for the renovations at all?
Yes, this is probably going to be at least a 2 to 3 year project. We were beginning with building one, which houses a lot of fabrics and paper products that need preservation. Mm-hmm. We have land grants dating from 1818 with president's signatures, which we really definitely need to preserve. We have farm equipment. We have a lot of other textiles and fabrics. I mean, it's just amazing. We're going to probably be 2 to 3 years before we totally complete. The first thing we're going to do is handicapped accessibility. Then we'll start with heating and air conditioning, insulation, wiring, everything that goes with that.
Well, it sounds like it's something that's a great project and something that's needed for this museum to make sure that these things stay preserved. Thank you so much.
Thank you.